Day from the Source listeners. Today we have the pleasure of speaking with Michael Arrowsmith, who is the Chief Development Officer at Captain D's, one of the largest quick service seafood chains in the U.S. with more than 500 stores. So we're really looking forward to talking with Michael about Captain D's growth and redesign and other new developments going on with the company. So welcome, Michael. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Oh, you bet. I wanted to catch up with you because I know Captain D's has really turned around store performance in recent years and is doing quite well. So I was looking for an update from you on how sales and earnings have grown, you know, in the last couple of quarters.
Yeah, well, we just recently released our third quarter sales, and our same store sales are up 5.6%. And, you know, that's on top of, we're actually in our fourth year of consecutive same-store sales growth. So that's positive sales on top of positive sales on top of positive sales on top of positive sales. So so we're excited about our business. We're excited about the segment. And we're happy to have those results, obviously.
Oh, yeah, that's excellent. And then what do you think are the major factors that have produced this consistent sales growth?
Well, I think at a high level, I think, you know, our management team really was brought in with the CEO, Phil Greifeld, in 2010. And he progressively brought on a lot of and handpicked the management team. I think the one thing that we're all focused on and what drives all of this really is really committed to the guest experience and committed to innovation. So really trying to take a look at a brand like Captain D's and saying and paying attention to our customers, listening to our customers, what do our customers want, what do our customers need, and then how can we innovate and do that in a way I don't want to say it's better than anybody else, but mm-hmm. better than what we were doing before. And that's really where we focused. And the outcome of all that is some of the things that we can certainly talk more about this later, but some of the things, the remodels that we have with the new kind of beach theme to take the brand away from this old nautical sea look and more into kind of a beach resort look,
yeah.
A place that's more enjoyable, more welcoming, and more reflective of our brand and the type of products that we have, because another one of the outputs of this was our full grilled menu. So at Captain D's, while we certainly have fried foods and fried fish, we also have a full grilled menu now. You know, one of the things we found is that, you know, the economy is still tough, and people are, you know, our customers are really care about prices, and so, you know, we look, you know, and a lot of them are on budgets, and we take a look at trying to have affordable meals as well. So we rolled out $4.99 meal, full meal deals. It's a full meal for $4.99. Comes with a fish and two sides, and it's a complete meal for an individual. So, you know, those are some of the things we've done, and we focused on, you know, actual plateware in the restaurants. I mean, I could go on and on and on, but I think the key to our success is focusing again on what does the customer want, what's their experience, what's the innovation, and then just that we can apply it and just keep rolling. So we don't depend on just one thing.
Right. It's, you know, definitely a multi-pronged approach on your part.
Yes. It's not just, hey, let's just do some menu innovation. No. I mean, that's part of it, but that's just one of several things that we pay attention to and that we focus on.
And, you know, you mentioned the grilled menu. I'm curious how that's performing, because I know when I talk with other quick service chains that have made similar moves, sometimes they say the grilled item is definitely popular, but it's not like our core customer still comes for fried fish and French fries and so forth. That's what they're expecting. So, so I'm just wondering if that's been, you know, a good growth driver for you, or.
Well, that's a great question, because it is. We do believe it's a growth driver. We do believe it's one of the reasons that our same store sales is up. And this year, we doubled, you know, our menu mix of grilled items has doubled. Let me say that differently. I'm talking restaurant speak right now. But the people that have walked into the restaurants and ordered grilled items, we're selling double that many this year than we did last year.
Wow.
I wouldn't necessarily say, hey, this is, you know, now menu in terms of this is our core customer is now a grilled customer, a grilled fish customer. I
sure.
wouldn't necessarily say that. But what I would say is part of when we're trying to pay attention to what of our customers want them and what do they need. They want more of, they want healthier options, they want healthier choices. And so we've got that on our menu, and we've also noticed that it's helped our demographics as people come in to our new remodeled store. And if any of your listeners have not been to a Captain D's recently or don't have Captain D's near them, I would encourage them to go to our website, like our franchising website, which is CaptainD'sFranchising.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually see pictures and a video of our store. And so when you walk into a store like that that's comfortable and fresh, you expect to have comfortable, fresh, and healthy items on the menu as well. It doesn't necessarily mean you're going to order them, but you expect to have them on the menu.
And have that choice. Exactly. Speaking of franchising, I know there's a major franchise development that has come along recently. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, a few weeks ago, we were excited to sign one of the largest franchisees in the country, Tony Luffy, who is a franchisee of, several brands. He operates over 173 locations in multiple states. He runs more restaurants than a lot of brands do, and
mm-hmm.
he's a franchisee of other brands like Arby's and Church's Chicken and Sizzler and other brands. I'm too many to even name off, but we're excited to get him in. He's coming into the Kansas City market, and we've got a development agreement with him, and we're just excited to have a guy of his quality into our brand.
Definitely.
And we've had a few of those signings this year, and Tony's the latest one, and we're just excited to have him be a part of our family.
Well, congratulations on that. And then what about your store growth? How many do you expect to open this year and next?
Well, we don't really focus on numbers. I know that probably sounds a little sacrilegious, but we focus more on building out markets and growing markets and bringing the right franchisees in and growing in the right way in the right real estate sites. And so we don't chase numbers like a lot of brands. We just try to go into a market, develop it out with the right mix of franchisees. So, and I should also mention, it's great to talk about all these exciting new franchisees that are coming into our system. But, one of the exciting things for me on the development side is that we've got every facet of our development growing right now. So
mm-hmm.
it's not just new franchisees coming to our system. We have existing franchisees growing with us, and a great number have increased their growth plans with us. So these are existing franchisees that are already opening or already operate Captain D's, and they want to open more. And then, one of our core values is we never, ever ask a franchisee to do anything that we're not willing to do or that we're not doing first. We feel like we need to lead. That's the leadership that a franchisor should take. And we're growing our brand also. We're growing company restaurants. We just opened a company restaurant last week, actually, in Birmingham, Alabama. We're very excited about that.
That is so exciting. I thought you had, Captain D's has some international presence as well.
Mainly on military basis. It's not something that we're putting a lot of emphasis on at the moment, because we've just got so much opportunity here where our brand operates. I would say that in my opinion, we are under-penetrated in just about every market that we're in, and we need to change that.
Okay. And then I guess the last question I had for you is that Captain D's has obviously remained very competitive, and with everything going on in the fast casual and quick service industry, it's a really tough industry right now. Not that it always has been, but there are some changes going on at Long John Silver's with management changes recently and reports that the company may be looking to sell. Does that affect what Captain D's is doing, since Long John is such a big player in quick service and seafood?
Quite honestly, it really doesn't affect anything that we do. We're a different brand. We have our own strategies that we focus on. Like I said earlier, we pay attention to our customer. We listen to our customer. We try to remain relevant within the marketplace.
Okay, great. Well, congratulations on all your success, and I definitely wish you continued success in the future. I know it will happen. So thanks for taking the time to explain everything that you're doing.
Thank you, Christine.
Okay, have a great day.
All right.